For all the lovers of fine art, the National Gallery of Jamaica is having its 40th anniversary exhibition in retrospect. You only have like a week left to go on down to its location in downtown Kingston to satisfy your art craving. This is the Art Page. Stick around to hear more. The National Gallery of Jamaica, NGJ, will be having a number of celebrations to commemorate its 40th anniversary for the remainder of this year into next year. And what better way to celebrate such a milestone than to kick things off with an exhibition reflecting on the journey? Executive Director of the NGJ, Vierle Poupée, gives us an overview of the exhibition.
It's an exhibition really about the history of the National Gallery itself. So we look at some of the key exhibitions that the National Gallery has put on over the years, how it has told the story of Jamaican art in the process, how the collection has developed over the 40 years, the various persons who have contributed to the development of the gallery during that period, and so forth. So it really is a comprehensive look at our own history, and the exhibition consists mainly of works from our collection. So it's also a sort of the best of the National Gallery collection.
The National Gallery has received several donations to its collection over the years, and this is perhaps the main reason the collection has grown to its present size and quality. The In Retrospect exhibition cannot feature all donations the National Gallery has received over the last 40 years, but has been highlighting three major ones: the A.D. Scott Collection, Aaron and Marjorie Matalon Collection, and the Guy McIntosh Donation.
A.D. Scott was a major art collector and patron, primarily in the 1960s, 70s, up to 80s, and he donated some of the best works from his collection to the gallery. So we have some of these works on view in this exhibition. Another special collection is the Aaron and Marjorie Matalon collection, which is a very comprehensive collection which was donated to us in 1999 by our former chairman Aaron Matalon and his wife. And then the Guy McIntosh donation, which was a more recent donation we received 2 years ago.
The In Retrospect exhibition has been open since the last Sunday in August and will run until Saturday, November 15. There's a lot for you to learn about the development of art in Jamaica as well as our Jamaican culture depicted in many of the art pieces. So teachers, consider this an open invitation to take your students down to the National Gallery of Jamaica. And don't worry about the cost. Children and students with IDs will enter free, and you will only have to pay $200. As for the general public, adults pay only $400 and seniors over 60 pay $200. And as the celebrations continue, the National Biennial is coming up. This is a major exhibition of Jamaican art which focuses on what is current in our art world. But this year, there is an exciting addition.
We have now rebranded and reconceptualized this exhibition and made it a little bit more international. So in addition to the Jamaican artists, we are adding artists from elsewhere in the Caribbean. And also for the first time, the Biennial, which has been renamed the Jamaica Biennial, will operate from more than one location. So in addition to the National Gallery itself, it will also have a segment at National Gallery West in Montego Bay, and we will also have some of the projects at Devon House.
The Jamaica Biennial will open with a week of events on December 10 and will go until December 14, so keep your eyes open for that one. And in the midst of all that, remember that the National Gallery has free openings on the last Sunday of every month, with fun activities such as film, dance, and music performance. That's a wrap on today's edition of Arts Page. Join us again same time next week for more on our Jamaican art and culture. I'm Casita Irving.
Protect yourself from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net and close windows before dark. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.